Now, we stay with the injury concerns leading into the Miami game. We have yet to see Tevin Coleman on a field in the preseason game. We've yet to see Devontae Freeman on a field in the preseason game. Willie Mo's dealing with some stuff as well, although I think, you know, the Missouri Hammer will be out there when the lights are on come Monday Night Football. What do you guys look forward to playing Miami, what could be a dominant defensive line, especially in regards to Devontae and Tevin Coleman? How much do we see them this week, and how much do you need to see out of them as we get really the big dress rehearsal?
I think that for two guys that share 1 year of experience in this league, you've got to get them some snaps, and especially when you're talking about a brand new offense. They have to be able to see these things. Now, Devontae ran the zone blocking scheme in Florida State, so he understands the vision that he's got to have, the one-cut thing, you know, look for daylight and go. He understands that, but you've still got to get your legs under you. You haven't had that real 100% competitive full-speed situation yet, so you've got to get him some snaps. I think that's hugely important. Tevin, you want to see what he's made of. You want to see, can he adjust to the NFL speed? Because it's different. Can he handle being in front of the crowd and doing all these different things with the offense that he's in? You want to see those things. I think it's very important that they get snaps. I think overall what I'm looking for in this game is sustainability. We've seen great drives out of the offense. We've seen great stands out of the defense through half of a first quarter. I want to see that go all the way to halftime and then maybe a series into the third quarter.
For me, I think when we talk about the running back situation, for Devontae, I just wanted him to get time on task. Same thing with Tevin. They need to get time on task with Matt. They need to get time on task with his offense. Like you just mentioned, the NFL speed is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. We also know game speed is a little bit different. Yep. Both these guys have practiced. They've scrimmaged. There's nothing like you getting on the field and having game speed. You don't want the first time Tevin Coleman hits the ground running is when the lights are flashing, Monday Night Football, and everybody is there watching that game and many of the fans are watching. You got to get used to the checks. You got to get used to the arms. You got to get used to the linemen communicating back and forth, seeing what call they got, pointing out the mic. You make sure you know who you got. You got to get used to that in a game situation. You've done it in practice, yeah, but that's totally different. You need to get into a game-like situation and say, all right, here's what it actually feels like. Mm-hmm. And I think that needs to happen before time. You mentioned there's one game, there's 1 year of experience between the both of them.
Right.
We're not talking about 6-7 year bets right here. These are guys who need time on. They need to play.
I love that you mentioned the checks. There was a play last week against the Jets that backup quarterback, I think TJ was in the game. He gets sacked for a safety. Leonard Williams comes through untouched.
I watched
James Stone immediately grab the running back and kind of tap him on the shoulder and say, that was you.
Yeah.
So the important thing for Tevin and Devontae may not be – running the football comes naturally. You're a guy that's played running back for 15 years of your life. You know how to run the football, find a hole, and explode through it. But hearing that check, hearing that audible, and realizing I might have to be the guy that steps up in the pocket and takes on Ndamukong Suh, basically unprotected. Mm-hmm. You've got to learn that, and the only way you learn that is in game situations.
I'll give you guys a great example of it. There are keys that linemen and how they communicate with running backs is everybody's seen it. You come to the line and say you get two guys in a gap and you'll see the offensive lineman tap his hip. Mm-hmm. You got this gap, I'm sliding down, you come right through here. If you don't see that kind of stuff, you don't know that it's coming or you're not used to it, you will totally miss it and things like that will happen and there's the lack of communication. Now it looks like, TJ or somebody just gave a sack, but those are the small things that you need. Those are the things you need to get in the game. And then this is going to be a big game for the offensive line. You got Cameron Wake on the outside. Made a guy.
You know what they made a T-shirt down there? It says Earthquake and Tsunami. Think about that for a second. And don't forget Olivier Vernon's on the other side, a guy that's a double-digit sack guy.
And oh, by the way, on the outside, you've got Brent Grimes. So.
My boy Grimey out there.
Which, by the way, Miko tweeted me some last night.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing a preview of the Dolphins on the radio at 92.9 The Game, and she tweeted me. She's like, you could have had me on. That's my girl. I've known Miko a long time. Brent was a great guy when he was here.
You had to make sure that thing was censored.
She was good. She was good. Yeah, she wasn't right, messing with me at all. Now, the Dolphins are 0-2 in preseason. As a native Floridian, I do watch them. I'll go home and watch, whatever the replay is. They are much like Atlanta, being their first team on both sides of the ball has been dominant. Ryan Tannehill, boom, right down the field. They're scoring. Defensively, they're getting off the field. Their backups have struggled a little bit, and that's how they've lost games. What do you watch for outside of the O-line this week, Jay?
I look at first of all, the matchup. You can't ask for a better set of teams to be playing each other in the third preseason game because I think these are two teams that are on the same level as far as they're on the upswing. They've got talented quarterbacks. They got talented a lot of different positions. You're going to really see in this game where these teams are at, I think, through the first half of the football game. I think, on the offense, I think one of the things outside of the offensive line, outside of the running backs, is the timing. I want to continue to see that timing with the wide receivers. I'm not concerned about Julio, but I want to see Justin Hardy kind of shake off some of the rust that we've seen. You know, a couple of drops here and there. I want to see him start to step up and own that position. I want to see continued progression out of Leonard Hankerson, because I really think that this kid could have a really big year for the Falcons. So really, my eyes are going to be on that wide receiver spot. One of the curious things to me, though, throughout this preseason is whether it's first team, second team, whatever, we haven't seen a lot out of tight ends.
Right.
Not at all. And so I want to see, how do we get the tight ends involved in the game? Because I think that's ultimately going to be crucial, because it's a good outlet that Matt's liked over his career.
The tight ends are huge, and that's a great point you made, because that's part of that third or fourth receiver. And people say, all right, that's a tight end. No, it's your third or fourth receiver, especially when you get in a 3-by-1 sometimes. You need that tight end to be able to stretch that middle of the field, to be able to be your underneath guy. And if they have that going, whether it's Tony or Tammy or Tulolo, whoever's in the game, they got to make sure that they are confident in what they're doing, first off, because they haven't been getting a lot of football. So, obviously, they're thinking, where we are, where do we belong in this offense? That's a big part of it. Defensively, I want to see those guys get after somebody.
Right.
We've seen them be able to get pressure with just four, which is awesome. Continue that. Like you said, sustainability. We want to keep that, continue that, and also continue to stop the run. That's a big, big thing for this defense over the years, is being able to stop the run and also get after quarterback early. We've seen it. Want to see it continue.
And Tannehill's been on fire this season.
They're loving him in Miami.
Really
loving
stepping up. I mean, this is, again, it's a good measuring stick to see where you're at.
I want to watch, and we haven't spent a lot of time talking about the continued growth, and I don't think Desmond Trufant's going to play this
probably
week
not.
I want to see – that is a tough matchup. Jarvis Landry, everybody talked about Odell Beckham Jr. That kid was a stud last year.
Yeah.
They've got Kenny Stills who can run.
Came over.
Greg Jennings there. I don't think Devontae Parker, their first rounder, will play. But the matchup of the secondary covering some pretty darn good receivers.
Those are three good receivers. Those are three quick, you know, stout receivers. Greg Jennings played for years.
Right.
A very wily veteran. It's going to be interesting. And I want to see Jalen come back and respond.
Yeah.
He struggled in his first two games. I want to see him, you know, bow his shoulders and show us that confidence and swagger that he's had throughout.
Right. During warm-ups, I mean, he's got that confidence, and then he gets on the field, and you can tell that the game, he's got to catch up to it a little bit. Now, you have to be patient with these guys. Not everybody is going to be on the same progression. So I think that comes with – I mean, Marquand Manuel is working with that kid every day after practice. Every single day, without fail, they are on the field doing some extra work. So he's coming along. I would love to see more out of him as well.
You know how you're becoming old? When you remember watching Marquand Manuel play in college, and now all of a sudden he's a coach.
Right.
So it made me feel old right now, Jay. By the way, I'm going to give you a
Gator,
quick advice.
A Gator,
former
man?
Gator.
I can't believe you're talking about a Gator,
hey,
man.
I remember watching him play. Very good chance of rain this week. Buy a rain slicker or whatever
one.
You need.
I'm good. I'm
there's
good.
A little hurricane brewing in the Atlantic.
I think we're going to miss
What's
it.
What's new in Miami?
Nothing
new.
Right. So, it's
Miami
August there.
August, right?
So we'll probably be good wet. I remember the preseason game like 3 years ago. The only time I've ever been pulled off the sideline. Wes and Arch go, dude, you don't have anything. It's monsooning.
I've
come upstairs.
Never seen rain like that. Like,
it was ridiculous.
It was really bad
sideways.
That day.